Son, Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the second day of the blessed month of the Paramahota. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility while our sin and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren, Amen. On this day of the year 21 of the martyrs, the Holy Father Abba Marcovius, the Bishop of Martyrs, his saint, was born in Ashmon, Greece, Monophaia governorate, to Christian parents who were rich in pity, faith, and also possessions. They raised him up with a true Christian's upbringing. When he grew up, he devoted himself to fasting, praying, and reading the holy books. When his virtues became well known, they ordained him a bishop of the city of Nicaea. He strived in teaching and confirming his people in the Orthodox faith. When Euphanus, the governor, heard of him, he summoned the saint and offered him to worship to the idols. When he refused, he ordered him beaten, insulted, and poured melted lime in vinegar down his throat. However, God strengthened and healed him. As the governor was perplexed about him, he sent him to Arminius, the governor of Alexandria, who imprisoned him. God wrote many signs on his hands. When Governor Arminius heard about the signs that were performed by the saint, he ordered him crushed by Himbazine and disbarred. Then they cast him to fierce beasts, which did not harm him. Finally, they beheaded him by the sword, and he received a crown of martyrdom. Saint Julius Al-Akfasi took his body, shrouded it with a great veneration, and put a cross on his chest and sent him on a ship, accompanied by his young men, to his diocese. The ship stopped at his hometown, Ashmon, Greece. When they could not move the ship, they understood that the Lord wants the body of the saint in this place. The people went out and carried the body, singing praises in front of him, and buried the saint with great honor. He lived 130 years, 69 years of them in the episcopal rank. Thus he completed his good strife. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.